welcome to All There Is. I'm your host, Kelly Bargabas. Thanks for tuning in today. It is Mother's Day week, that time of the year when we all take a moment, take a pause, take a beat, a breath, maybe an afternoon, maybe a morning brunch, maybe a dinner to celebrate the mothers in our lives, right? Maybe it's ourselves. Maybe we still have our moms on this earth. Maybe we have sisters or friends or nieces and whatever, whoever that is. Maybe it's a group of your girlfriends who get together who don't have children. In some way, most of us experience motherhood on some sort of spectrum in some way, shape, or form. And so this holiday was created. Some might call it a Hallmark holiday, but this holiday was created to take a moment to celebrate mothers. Today, I want to share with you something that I wrote about my mother. It was actually the very first piece I ever had published, and I was really excited at the time. I had just had one of those conversations with the universe and with God and had said, like, am I really good at this writing? Should I keep doing it? You know, I knew I loved it, but, you know, you second guess yourself and really question whether or not creating art is worthwhile. I just had no confidence, and it was really early on in my writing career. And so I had said, you know, just give me a sign, God. Just let me know if I'm supposed to keep doing this. And it wasn't too long after that that I received the acceptance letter on this essay and that it was going to be published in The Mom Egg, which is a literary journal that's produced out of New York City. So I was so excited, and it was just that little boost of confidence that I needed to keep going. And this is a piece that I wrote about my mom, like I said. And I have to say, too, just a word about my mom. She is such a good sport. As a writer, I've written about her more than anyone else because, you know, our moms are so important in our lives, right? Like, they're there witnessing everything that's happening in us and all the really key moments. They have such a major impact on who we become as women. So, of course, I end up writing about my mother a lot. And I've always tried to honor her and tell my truth at the same time. And, you know, I can't imagine that's easy to have someone write about you, right? I'm sure it's no fun, but she is such a good sport about it. And I think it's because she's always wanted to be a writer too. And I get that from her, that part of me that wants to write and capture life and share this human experience through writing. I know I get that desire from her. So in some way she gets it, and she's never really held it against me. I appreciate that, Mom. So I hope you enjoy this piece. Again, it was first published in 2011, Volume 9 of The Mom Egg, and it's called Nerves. I was fascinated with the cigarette lighter in our station wagon. Push it in and wait for the moment when it popped back out and the orange circle was hot enough to start a fire. It seemed to make sense to use the cigarette lighter rather than try to strike a match while driving with trembling hands. My mother lights up her cigarette and inhales deeply as Karen Carpenter serenades us with her silky voice. Why do people smoke? I ask from the back seat of our station wagon. Not in an accusatory, judgmental way that people sometimes ask these type of questions, but in an innocent, curious way that seven-year-olds ask when they really wonder about things. I had no hidden agenda with my mother and her smoking. This was before children knew they should guilt their parents into quitting because of secondhand smoke and the effects on their lungs. I was a thinker and always wanted to know the reason behind everything. I had a babysitter once, Veronica, Ronnie for short, who smacked me hard across the face because I asked her why too many times. Then she put me in solitary confinement for the rest of the day. I sat in the middle of an empty room with the door closed for hours. My mother glanced at me in the rearview mirror as she gave me her one-word reply, nerves. She said it so matter-of-fact, like I was supposed to know what it meant. Ah, nerves, I say in wonderment to myself. I had no idea what nerves were, but apparently it was something that adults get. It sounded so mysterious and slightly bad, not something you really wanted but had to deal with, like your period or the IRS. I wondered if nerves were the reason she never smiled or played with us. I wondered at what age I would get them. That's it. Just a short little piece. And I suppose, you know, reading it, it just speaks to that, you know, mothers aren't always perfect. Mothers get stressed out, right? Maybe it resonated with you. Maybe it didn't. But I hope you enjoyed it either way. And regardless of where you're at in your life with the idea of motherhood, whether you still have a mom that's here on this earth, maybe you have a mom and she's not a good mom, or maybe she's a mom you've had to cut out of your life just to save yourself. Maybe you are a mom and you were the best mom ever and your kids still grew up to be an asshole. That happens. I've seen it. You know, wherever you are, I don't know everything, obviously, having never given birth from my own loins. I'm not an expert on motherhood for sure, but I do know this, that regardless of your motherhood status and where you're at in that realm, I do know that motherhood is not the only thing that defines you. Whether you're a mother or not, whether you're a good mother or a bad mother, whether you screwed up your kids or they screwed you up, whatever the situation is, it's not the only thing that defines you. It's not the most interesting thing that defines you. It's important. It's honorable. It keeps the human race going and surviving. But there's a lot more to you as a woman than your motherhood and what you did with it. So just know that, you know, there's a lot of other interesting things about you, what you bring to this world, what you offer, the value that you bring, the things that are inside of you that we need expands outside of the motherhood universe. And it can show up in your life in at different times in different ways. Obviously, if you're giving birth and have babies and raising babies and young kids, you certainly devote a lot more attention to motherhood than you do when your kids are grown, or perhaps you haven't had kids yet, or you never had kids. Wherever you're at can determine how much space motherhood takes up in your life at any point in time. But I can promise you that it's not the only thing that defines you as a woman. So I'm just going to leave that there, and I wish you all a very happy Mother's Day, and I wish that you would just be kind to yourself, be kind to your friends, your sisters, all the women in your life, and celebrate each other. You can find all past episodes on kellybargabus.com. You can also listen in on all the different podcast platforms, find all the old episodes, and thanks for tuning in today. Until we meet again, take care.